Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Welcome to your wake-up call. I'm Jennifer Jones-Lee. And some of the stories we're watching in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. More than $250,000 has been raised to help catch Sean Duvall Smith. He's the man cops say killed a young woman inside a furniture store in Hancock Park. 24-year-old Brianna Kupfer was stabbed to death last week. The percentage of people with COVID admitted to ICUs in LA County has gone up. We're looking at about 25% now. It started at 25% in the first part of January. It's now up to 31%, and a young woman's been killed in what appears to be an ambush in Gardena. Police say the 20-year-old was driving late yesterday morning when the shooter of another car got out, fired, hit her. The woman was able to drive to a different area. She flagged down a school police officer, but died a short time later. Let's talk a little tech now with KTLA's Rich DeMiro. You can follow him on social media at Rich on Tech, and his website is richontech.tv. Rich, good morning.
Good morning to you, Jennifer.
I was just talking with Aaron Katursky about yesterday's soft launch of the White House's new COVID-19 test website, covidtests.gov. Now let's get into some of the technical glitches.
Yeah, well, there's been a lot of interest in this website, as you might expect. So I'm just looking at the U.S. has a website where you can see the analytics of all the different websites that they run, and you can see how many people are visiting them. And so it looks like over just the past 7 days, almost 48 million visits to this covidtests.gov website. So a lot of interest. It was kind of weird that it launched early, I thought, because we had talked about the 19th. And so that's today. And then to my surprise, yesterday I get a text that says, hey, the website's ready to go. And I'm like, what? And so, you know, everyone rushed to order. And then the U.S. government said that, hey, it was because we want to do a soft launch just to make sure everything worked right. And quite honestly, things did go pretty smooth. I think that I was impressed that the ordering process was pretty quick and painless for most people, except for a couple people. I did get some emails from folks saying the website was down at some point or not working properly. And then the other side of this is people that are ordering from apartment buildings or shared residential addresses. So if you have, you know, multiple people living in one household, that could be a problem because it is one per residential address, you know, four tests per residential address. So people in apartment buildings were texting me saying, hey, it's giving me an error message that says someone already ordered these for my address. So apparently there's going to be a fix for that in the future. So if you weren't able to order them yesterday or today, the website will be updated to help people that live in apartment settings.
Oh, that is a great point because, yeah, if it comes from, I don't know, 1632 Cahuenga, and it's apartment 6 or something like that, all of a sudden somebody in apartment 7 puts in their address and they're like, no, we already did 1632 Cahuenga.
Yeah, and I'm guessing there's some, I'm guessing it's not every apartment building. It's probably how they're coded on the back end with the USPS, because that was a kind of a good idea by the government to use to kind of overlap on the USPS website, because they already have the data on all the residential addresses in the U.S.
Right.
So the fact that their system on the back end can just mark off those addresses that have already gotten the kits was a good thing instead of building a brand new database, which probably would have cost millions upon millions of dollars.
Exactly. And we don't need them spending any more of our money, let's be honest.
No. And by the way, I did get a bunch of COVID tests the old way over the past week. And so there still are ways to get tests. You know, the best thing to me, I think, is to order them online if you can. If you know, get your four from the government for free, obviously. But if you need more, to me, the easiest way, I did try to run around going to CVS and Walgreens and looking in stock. And they're just really tricky to find in stock. But if you go online on the websites and you just kind of refresh the page or check it throughout the day, when you see them in stock, order them. And they do come pretty quickly. In both cases, I ordered from Walmart and CVS. My order was there within 3 days.
So oh my gosh. Ahead. Okay, plan ahead for sure.
Yeah.
All right, E3 in downtown LA is canceled, and I'm assuming it's COVID.
Yes. So rumor has it from that this was actually going to be canceled earlier than Omicron, but they said, you know what, Omicron put us over the edge. E3 is this big video game show that happens in downtown Los Angeles. It's kind of been losing its luster over the past, let's say, 5 or so years, because a lot of these tech companies do their own events anyway. And so it's becoming less and less important for them to do this big, expensive event where they share the spotlight. So they'd rather have, you know, Sony will do its own event or Microsoft will do its own event. But this was a cool place where people can go and, you know, insiders, and also they opened up to the public a couple years ago, could go and play the new video games. That is not happening this year. It didn't happen last year. And I think the year before it was digital. So, I mean, or maybe it was canceled, then it was digital, and now it's canceled again. So, I don't know, E3, you know, 60,000 people in downtown LA, it's a pretty big boost to the economy. Not happening once again. It typically happens in June. So, you know, it's just one more big show that's being affected by this.
Absolutely. All right, if you're driving around LA, you're going to see some new billboards. That is a team up between Twitter and some big celebrities. What's the point of them?
Yeah, this is really interesting. This is Twitter's biggest celebrity campaign yet, and it's basically the idea of manifesting your dreams by tweeting them. So what they did was they went through a whole bunch of celebrity tweets, and they found when celebrities tweeted back in the day before they were famous or before they had a big break, and they put those on billboards. So they have a whole bunch of billboards around town of various artists and musicians and actors that were like, you know, like for one example, Niall Horan, who's a musician, he tweeted right after he applied for X Factor, and he's like, fingers crossed or something to that extent. And so here he is, you know, you may not know who that is, but he's a big musician now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And so they have a star, you have Demi Lovato, they have a star from an HBO show. It's just really kind of inspirational. And, you know, it's kind of fun. They call it, I guess the term for it is manifestation. You know, you're manifesting your dreams.
Right.
But it's a little frou-frou, but.
Yes, I agree. It's like, why don't you just say, you know, make your dreams come true or think about, I don't know. But
because it's 2022 and we're, you know, manifesting sounds so much better than just make your dream. Disney was saying make your dreams come true 20 years ago.
That's now true.
You know, come to Disneyland and manifest your dreams. Make them a reality.
Okay, speaking of your dreams, people were not dreaming at all when they found out, what? Google's assistant just changed my white noise? This would send me over the top, I admit it.
This is such a funny little story, but yeah, a lot of people have those Google speakers at home, and so a lot of people use them for white noise at night, you know, or for themselves as adults or for their kids, putting them to, you know, naps and sleep. Well, apparently Google changed the white noise sound, and so it went from this nice long hour worth of white noise to a 10-minute loop that didn't sound as good, and you could hear, Jennifer, the time when it looped.
No.
A good white noise, you don't want to hear the break in the noise.
No,
right?
No, just keep it going.
So people were all up in arms about this change, saying that, you know, of course the tweets were funny, saying, you just, my kid had a tantrum for 10 hours, good, you know, there goes rest time for me, you know, I'm not going to be able to work tomorrow. And so Google heard the problems, and they went back and they reverted the white noise on the Google Home to what it used to be.
Thank
God.
So
rest easy.
Okay, finally. Yeah, don't mess with my white noise. That is, I get so happy when I tell Schmamexa to turn on my rain sounds, and there they go.
See? Do you use it every night or what?
Every day, because during the day when I try and take naps, I got to have that sound, because otherwise it's, you know, the neighbor's lawn guy and the blowers and whatever, and it's like, oh no, I live and die by that thing. So if that got changed, oh, Rich, it would be an ugly night for me.
The rain is just so soothing. I think it's superior to white noise. I think the rain is like, it's like, if there's even a little crickets, I mean, there's so many sounds now, it's not just one.
Right.
There's like a lot of different ones you can choose from, but the rain is very calming.
It's
I will
my favorite.
Say that.
It's my favorite. All right, Rich, thank you so much. RichOnTech.tv is his website. @RichOnTech is where you can follow him on social media. Talk to you next week, Rich.
Thanks, Jennifer. Take care.
Thanks. See you later.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.